Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. More than 200 fire department jurisdictions trust the Knox Entry System to provide secure access to buildings, elevators, and control rooms when seconds matter. Now, businesses, schools, airports, several industrial applications are also using Knox Entry to manage controlled access and authorize service activity for critical assets. Now, Knox Entry allows you to develop a customized access strategy complete with an audit trail and rapid flexibility. Just go to Knox.com for more information. That's KNOX.com. All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show. Toll free, our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Now, we brought to you yesterday, we told you all about jury selection and the jury pool and the Michael Sussman case. And, well, we had a huge blockbuster breakthrough in this case today that brings all of this right into Hillary Clinton's, right onto her lap. And she was in the courtroom. Alina Habba is with us, and she is the counsel for President Trump, and also our friend Greg Jarrett, who wrote two best-selling books on this issue about the Russia hoax. Thank you both for being with us. Alina, you were in the courtroom today. Walk us through what happened with Robbie Mook.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Mook.
Well, maybe
today.
Explain to everybody who Mook is. People might not know he worked for Hillary.
Yeah, for sure. He not only worked for Hillary, he actually ran her campaign and was the manager of Hillary for America campaign from April 2015 through the election that she lost. He has extensive experience for Kerry, state representatives, Clinton in 2008, and DCC, et cetera. So Robbie Mook is very well versed in this game. And in this trial, we are hearing a lot of reference to what's called an October surprise, which is effectively when you put out information, whether it be verified or not, that's damaging to your opponent and a candidate in a time frame where they do not have the opportunity to respond or negate what was said. Today we
There would have been a real October surprise in 2020 because the Hunter Biden laptop was real, which is why the media, the biggest donors to Joe Biden's campaign, desperately in the final weeks of the 2020 election, didn't want the truth in this case to come out. But that was a real life, not a manufactured October surprise.
Correct. Just like how they're distracting from this trial right now by putting out information about UFOs. When it suits them, they distract the media. Look at the shiny ball. But what happened here today, you cannot avoid. Robbie Mook took the stand under oath, and I watched him say that he had a meeting with Mark Elias from Perkins Coie, who was the DNC and Hillary Clinton's general counsel, who had this whole Fusion GPS manufactured document created partially by his firm. The white papers were drafted. He then goes to the campaign, has a meeting with Robbie Mook, Podesta, Palmieri, Jake Sullivan, who's currently in the White House, as frightening as that is a national security advisor. And he said that we all agreed that we were going to take this information that their lawyers brought and give it to the press. And what's worse is he personally called Hillary Clinton. He testified on the stand today, and she approved it.
So Hillary, just to be very, very clear here, let's start at the beginning. Hillary Clinton and her campaign, and this was brought out on the first day of trial, that this was an October surprise. They funded money. They funneled money through a law firm, Perkins Coie. Mm-hmm. That's where Mark Elias worked, correct? And that's
correct.
Where Sussman worked, who's now on trial for lying to the FBI.
And they then hired an op research firm called Fusion GPS.
Right.
Fusion GPS then hires Christopher Steele. Christopher Steele puts together a series of documents that we now refer to as the dossier, unverifiable, totally debunked, a series of lies about Donald Trump that were never true, and that even Baker admitted on the stand yesterday, he didn't put any stock in any of this at all.
Correct. And they also had new star Rodney Jaffe, who was under Sussman's domain, who also works for the DNC and actually had top secret FBI clearance. That's how integrated he is, who helped the FBI GC get a job after he left the FBI. It's incestual, Sean. And what they did was they created both the server story, the Alpha Bank story, the dossier, and they pushed it through. And Hillary today, we found out, knew that this was given to her by people she was paying to do opposition research. She's paying for them to create this. She gives it, doesn't verify it, gives it to the news, and Bobby Moop said today on the stand, I expected that the news vet it.
He expected the news to vet their slime. I love that. Russian disinformation. Let me bring in Greg Jarrett. He had two number one best-selling books on this very topic. Everything you reported, Greg, everything we reported, everything our ensemble cast reported was dead on accurate. And I remember when we first were talking about the dossier and you'd read the whole thing and you said you were laughing out loud. It was so salacious and so nonsensical that it should have been to everybody. But now you have James Baker. He's admitting that he didn't believe any of it. Then it raises the question, well, why did James Comey, the FBI director, sign three of the FISA warrants over a 9-month period of time?
Because James Comey hated Donald Trump and wanted to find a pretext, even a phony excuse, to pursue Donald Trump. And he wanted to drive him from the White House. And Hillary Clinton, the same thing. If she couldn't have the White House, she was going to make sure that Donald Trump couldn't have it either. This was after he was elected. So as I wrote in both of my books, the evidence was clear. Hillary invented the Russia hoax. Ordered the dissemination of the phony information, and funded it through Perkins Coie. And today was a classic example of how not to try a case if you're a defense attorney. One of the things you first learn is never call a witness to the stand that's going to come back and bite you in the butt. And that's what happened. The defense calls Mook to the stand to make the point, well, I don't think anybody in the campaign actually told Sussman to go to the FBI. But the downside was horrific for the defense and for Hillary Clinton when Mook said, yeah, Hillary personally approved leaking this bogus information of Trump-Russia.
But I bet you there had to be some reason that Robbie Mook had to tell the truth. He must know there's something in writing that would implicate him, and he knew he couldn't perjure himself. Maybe that's a guess on my part.
He doesn't want to end up at the defense table along with Sussman and Igor Danchenko for lying under oath. So, you know, he had to spill the beans. He had to cough it up and expose Hillary Clinton's personal role in the hoax. We already knew through declassified documents she approved the plan, July 26, 2016, to frame Trump as a Russian asset, knowing full well it was a hoax. It was untrue. She didn't care. She wanted to hurt his chances of winning the presidency and to enhance her own chances of occupying the Oval Office.
Let me get to the bigger question here. Alina, I'll throw it to you first, then we'll get Greg's take. And that is this. Durham has taken forever. I cannot believe this didn't come out before the election in 2020. What do you glean that Durham now understands fully that happened?
Exactly what our case says, that there was a RICO type of conspiracy. And that the conspiracy went, as we learned today, all the way to the top, that there were payments being funneled through a law firm to disguise the conspiracy as a legitimate opposition research, you know, guise, when what he is trying to build is a RICO case. The only way that you get the mob is by starting at the bottom and getting hitman after hitman to testify incorrectly and inconsistently. That is what's happening. It takes time, unfortunately, and with COVID, it obviously didn't help matters with the court system. But he is building that case, and today was groundbreaking. He just shot, Mook just shot us right up to the top.
You know, I can't believe it. I'm sitting here stunned. I mean, I guess maybe in the back of my mind, I'd kind of given up all hope on this. What's your take on Durham and what he really knows at this point, Greg Jarrett?
Well, he knows a lot, and under the U.S. Code, he's required to submit a full report. I don't see how Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, can suppress that report from the public, especially since Bob Mueller's report was largely public. But, you know, let me make one other point here. This was a criminal enterprise under the racketeering law. That is a conspiracy to commit a crime, a joint venture with a group of people, Hillary at the top. And the crime is fraud, defrauding the government. They engaged in an elaborate conspiracy to feed knowingly and intentionally fraudulent information. How did they know it was fraudulent? Because they're the ones who fabricated it. People like Olga Galenka and Charles Dolan Jr. and Igor Danchenko, all Hillary Confederates, fed the phony information to Christopher Steele, which put it in his dossier. And they peddled it to the FBI. They peddled it to the media. But peddling it to the FBI, that's a crime. You are obstructing the legal process, the chief law enforcement agency in the U.S., the FBI, and you are defrauding them with phony information. Hillary should have been charged with conspiracy to defraud the government. But, you know, as she did with her email scandal, she escaped the jaws of justice.
All right, quick break. We'll come right back. More on this Durham case, the Sussman trial that's going on now, and all the revelations. We'll get to your calls on the other side. We'll also get an update. We had a record number of people cross the border last month, and nobody's paying attention to it. Listen, I want to remind you, all of us put our names at risk, our identities at risk on the internet every single day, and you need LifeLock by Norton. You want to protect your good name and reputation and your finances. You don't want to get robbed blind and your credit score. LifeLock.com, 1-800-LIFELOCK, promo code Hannity. All right, we continue with Alina Habba, President Trump's attorney. She's been in the courtroom in the Sussman trial the entire time. And, of course, Greg Jarrett is with us. He wrote two best-selling books on the Russian hoax. Right. Let me ask you both this. Based on what we're hearing in this trial and what's coming out in this trial, Alina, who else is implicated here? Because if they knew it was false, who now might find themselves, as a result of this information that we're gleaning, in trouble in terms of having legal issues?
To the top of my list would be, well, obviously Hillary, but Mark Elias is going to be an easy one after this trial. His testimony was inconsistent. It was many times he laughed. He discussed how he knew nothing that Sussman was doing. Meanwhile, he's paying his own guys. They said today over $500,000 Fusion got to basically look in the open web and create this story. So Mark Elias, 100%. Then you're looking at the obvious ones. You know, but we got to find out what Jake Sullivan, Podesta, Palmieri, what. We now know what Mook knew, and go down the line. Jim Baker, his testimony was troubling. He was back and forth, vacillating. He said that, you know, he got a text saying that he was not working, Sussman was not working for a client, but then he admits that he was friends with him and got jobs with him, or tried to get jobs with him.
He tried to get a job with Sussman.
Perkins Coie.
But wait a minute, but he's the general counsel of the FBI. Remember, it was Andrew McCabe that said, if we didn't have the dirty dossier, there wouldn't have been a FISA warrant issued. He said that himself. Now, if he's the general counsel and Comey's signing on to an unverifiable document, and he knew it was unverifiable himself, he said he dismissed it within a day, inside of a day, the exact words of Baker. Does that implicate Comey?
Absolutely. Comey, McCabe, and all of the head of the FBI. Because remember, another thing that came out, which I didn't mention, we learned in the past 2 days that there was not a special agent that was present when Jim Baker had this meeting with Michael Sussman, even after he was given evidence. He signed a chain of custody letter from guess who, Peter Strzok, and then never said where he got it, and nowhere in the FBI investigation does it mention Michael Sussman's name. It's not
even
his name.
Let me get Greg's take, only for the constraints of time. I've called this the biggest abuse of power corruption scandal in American history. I think I've been proven right, even with the limited information that has come out and so much more to come, Greg.
Well, it's the biggest dirty trick ever in American politics. The subtitle of my second book was The Greatest Mass Delusion in American Political History. The New York Post called it the scandal of a generation. That's putting it in a tame vein. This is horrific, and yet the media was complicit. They were witting accessories. The worst media malpractice in American history. They didn't bother to corroborate or vet any of it. They ran with a phony story. Most of the members of the media knew it was phony, but they wanted to believe because they hated Donald Trump.
It really is unbelievable. You couldn't even have thought of or conceived of a spy novel that goes this deep into the weeds and that shows this level of just corruption of our entire electoral system. Alina, great job. We're going to check in with you often. We're not going to let up on this, because now America is being proven that everything we said is true. It's fascinating. There's almost a media blackout. That's how corrupt they are. Just like they protected Hunter, now they're protecting their phony lies and conspiracy theories that they spewed for years. It's repulsive to this country. Anyway, great job. Really appreciate you both being with us. 800-941-SEAN is our number. You want to be a part of the program. Well, when we get back, by the way, we'll check in with the latest on the border. We just had another record month and a judge ruling on Title 42, but that'll go back and forth. Quick break, right back.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice, and right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Don't let this chaotic world get in the way of your goals. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. All right, Father's Day, graduation season right around the corner. And if you're looking for a really great, unique gift, you got to check out the personalized receiver covers from my friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they're available for Henry's Golden Boy and Golden Boy Silver rifles, which come in three calibers, 22 LR, 22 Magnum, and 17 HMR. Just go to henryusa.com and type in personalized in your search box. Well, there you're going to find a link to the product page with step-by-step instructions. They can engrave any message that you want, up to 20 words, and the process is easy, it's simple, it's affordable, and it doesn't require a gunsmith. Check out Henry's personalized receiver covers if you're looking for a great gift for dads or grads. Make sure you get their free catalog. They mail it with free decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com. You get the free catalog, free decals. They have 200 rifle, shotguns, revolvers to choose from, and you're going to love this company. I know I do.
Hey, you're listening to the best of the Sean Hannity Show. We'll have more of your favorite guests, topics, and memorable moments. That's all coming up. We spent a good part of the last hour bringing you inside the courtroom of the Sussman trial with Donald Trump's attorney and, of course, the analysis of Greg Jarrett, probably the guy that knows as much or more than anybody about this case is Devin Nunes. You might remember he was the head of the House Intel Committee, and he knows every detail top to bottom about this. Now the revelation today that, in fact, Robbie Mook on the stand said, yeah, I was with Jennifer Palmieri and Jake Sullivan. Yeah, that Jake Sullivan that is now working for Biden, and Mark Elias and John Podesta. And we all talked about whether or not we should go with this dirty Russian disinformation dossier. But I had to check with Hillary Clinton, and I went outside the room and I called Hillary Clinton, and she gave the okay. That's something, well, we didn't quite expect. And then you have the whole FISA warrant issue, which is they used the dirty dossier, which Andrew McCabe admitted without the dirty dossier, there wouldn't have been an approval of the FISA warrants. Then they used the FISA warrants, the dirty dossier, to get the FISA warrants to do the spying. And nobody really has been held accountable in all of this. Let me play Jonathan Turley's take on this, and then I'm going to play a little bit of James Baker, and then we're going to get Devin Nunes's take.
Durham faces a lot of challenges in this trial. The judge in the trial has hit the prosecution with limiting orders. This jury pool is a nightmare for the prosecutors. There's three Clinton donors on the jury. And just in the last 24 hours, the judge turned down a motion to dismiss a juror whose daughter is actually playing on the same team with the daughter of Sussman. So I think for the prosecutors, it seems like the only thing that is missing on the jury is Chelsea Clinton. I mean, a jury of your peers is not supposed to mean other Clinton people. And so right. I think that the prosecutors have quite a challenge with this pool.
So I don't think it's surmountable. I'll be that blunt. They don't belong on the jury. Now, the general counsel, James Baker, he was under oath testifying this week, and he said that when he met with Sussman, it didn't ring true what he was saying to him, and he said he dismissed it inside of a day, but then he later, at a later date, knew damn well it was the foundation for the FISA application to spy on Carter Page and backdoor the Trump campaign. Listen to what he said in 2019.
So what is your view of the way the FBI interacted with Steele and how we should understand what his role was here?
Well, that's a big question. So, look, the investigation was not predicated on the basis of the information that Christopher Steele gave to us in the form of the dossier. That is just was not my understanding at the time and has never been my understanding. So just to say that flat out. Steele, at the time, my understanding was that he was thought to be a reliable source that had a prior relationship with the FBI and brought this information to us. Look, I don't know how to say this other than we're not stupid, right? The FBI, we're not stupid. You take the information and you try to vet it. And that, my recollection is, we, the Bureau, the folks in the counterintelligence division, spent a lot of time trying to vet that information line by line.
Now, he said on the stand and testified about all of this, that their analysis of the FBI, especially the data on the Alpha Bank Trump Organization servers, remember that charge that was made? That was given by Sussman, that they dismissed that part of it in a day, and that Trump Organization's ties to the Kremlin didn't ring true. So he has a lot more questions that he has to answer regarding all this. Anyway, Devin Nunes is with us. He's no longer a congressman. He's been promoted, thank God. He has a much more honorable profession. He is the CEO of Truth Social, that is the Trump Media and Technology Group, which, by the way, you can now get their app on any device, any desktop, which is a huge technological advancement for them.
Congratulations, number one. Number two, if my staff is nice to me, they said they might let me put it on my phone one day.
Well, Sean, you need it on your phone, and your team's doing a phenomenal job. You have, I think you're over a million followers, 1.2 million. So you're just crushing it. But, you know, that was interesting testimony. I assume that was an interview that you just played.
Correct.
And it really does raise more questions, because the whole idea that these cats in the FBI didn't use the dossier is nonsense. It's the only thing they had. And in fact, they had to have been in on all of it. So remember, it was one of the lovebirds, Strzok, who essentially, you know, and we now know this because things that have now been declassified thanks to Judicial Watch, he wrote that communication himself. He wrote it, he approved it, and they did it. So what's really happening here today is that we have, for the first time now, the rats are running off the ship, and you clearly saw that Mook, the former campaign manager, wants nothing to do with this, and he, for the first time, we now know direct evidence that Hillary Clinton was briefed on at least the Alpha Bank process. Now, my guess is she was fully briefed on the whole operation. And let me just, and, you know, why did this happen? Why did all this happen? What was the purpose of it? If everyone goes back in time, remember when everyone was running around looking for the, and you know this better than anybody, Sean, because I think you talked about it for so long. Everyone was looking for the destroyed Hillary Clinton emails that dated back to her Benghazi scandal. And I believe that they all knew that the Russians, the Chinese, somebody had those emails. They were nervous as hell that those were going to surface. And that's why they concocted this whole damn thing. It was essentially not just it was kind of the cherry on top to use and smear Trump. It was just kind of something that they could use. And of course, after the election, they really went at it. But I think the real reason you were alluding to it, Sean, was to do what? It was to spy on the Trump campaign, their opponent, to see if it was possible if the Trump campaign had somehow come up with those emails that would be definitely would do in the Clinton campaign if some of those emails surfaced, which, by the way, we've never seen them. And they must be really bad, whatever the hell was on that, whatever was on those servers. It's too bad that, you know, we'll never know.
I don't know about you. I'd never heard of Bleach Pit before that whole mess came down. And, right. You know, then, of course, we have missing SIM cards. And then, of course, we have aides of hers taking hammers to cell phones and busting them in little pieces. I got to believe that, in fact, that was done probably to cover something up. But, you know, I was kind of born suspicious, Devin, because I was born in New York. Where I come from, somebody does something that extreme, there's usually a good reason behind it.
Well, yeah, exactly. For them to destroy it like they did, the server like they did, and for them to be running this offshoot server, wasn't it being run out of like Colorado or somewhere with some company, I think, as I recall. But look, this really began a really dark chapter in American history that started in late 15, early 16, all because Hillary Clinton was doing something illegal, hit it up, God only knows what exists on those emails, and then they used this and our intelligence agencies, the FBI, to go and spy on the campaign. And that's really, at the end of the day here, it kind of appears, just, you know, and this is, it's tough to say because you're kind of reading the tea leaves of what we're getting out of the court, but it appears like the Clinton campaign are trying to distance themselves from Sussman, from Fusion GPS that they paid. It kind of seems like that. It seems like Mook really threw them under the bus. It seems like Baker is, you know, he now miraculously has a, you know, perfect recollection of everything that happened. You know, the problem for all of them is that, you know, what we all know, with, you know, through circumstantial evidence, is they were all in on it. So the only question is whether or not they're going to bring down the hammer and get the people upstream. And that's what Durham has to do here. And I think what Mook said today gets them a little bit farther down that track or up the stream there to other people that should be indicted. Now, I think what Jonathan Turley said in that interview is exactly right. You really have to question, and I won't repeat it all, but you have to question the judge that's involved in here, his relationship, you know, his last relationship.
I'll tell you what, if I'm ever going to, I want this judge, as long as he's going to allow me to pick my best friends and put them on the jury. That I'd really love that if it was happening to me.
Yeah, yeah. What did Turley say? That you know, might as well have Chelsea. The only one they're missing on there is Chelsea Clinton.
No, I mean, can you imagine? You got three Clinton donors, and you got one juror that's child is on the same team as the guy that's on trial here. I mean, this is madness.
It is madness. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, I've always said, you know, I've of course I never would get picked for juries because the defense always kicked me out. But I was kind of enjoyed going through the process when I was able to go through the process. And I mean, you know, people get, you know, you could be a, you know, three people removed from the defendant and people would get kicked out of the jury pool. I mean, here you have a direct relationship that juror had to know that. And so, this is the problem in D.C. And I think I said this on your show the other night. If Sussman was indicted anywhere but Washington, D.C., this guy would have pled guilty. He would have pled guilty, or, you know, he would have been, you know, he would have disappeared from the planet somehow. I mean, there's this guy, you know, should be, he's willing to serve up to 5 years in prison to cover for all these characters that clearly were all involved in this conspiracy. And Durham's got a hell of a tough row to hoe here.
Well, I don't think he can get a guilty verdict on Sussman here with this jury pool. I just don't. I think the deck is stacked against the prosecution, and they'll say, see, even Durham was wrong, and that's not going to be the case. I think any fair-minded individual, by the way, I wouldn't even want a Trump person on this jury. That would be inappropriate to me as well, just to be clear. All right, quick break, right back. More with Devin Nunes, CEO of Truth Social on the other side, and then your calls as we continue. Now, you've heard me talk all about Mike Lindell and MyPillow and how MyPillow products really help my insomnia. I fall asleep faster. I stay asleep longer. For all the sleep you've been wanting so badly and deserving so badly and craving so badly, it'll be yours when those products arrive. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square. All right, we continue. Devin Nunes is with us, CEO of Truth Social, also former House Intel Committee Chair. Let me just shift gears for a second here. I only have a minute or two with you. I'm really happy for you. I'm happy about the success of Truth Social. We really need this platform to work and work well because, look, like every other conservative, shadow banning, suspensions, canceling accounts, all that happened to conservatives. That's not going to happen at Truth Social. Tell us a little bit the 90 seconds we have left about it.
Well, it's amazing what's happening. You know, already you're getting much more interaction on Truth, and you have been now for really even before we opened.
Even though I have nearly 6 million Twitter followers, I have 1.2 on Truth, and I get more interactions on Truth than I do on Twitter.
Yes, and it's not just you; it's nearly everyone. And you know that's happening for two reasons. One, yes, you were being shadow banned, right? And I think for Instagram. Instagram is different than Twitter. And remember, what we're trying to do is we're trying to take the best of all these social media companies and put it onto one platform that cannot be canceled. So you have, on one hand, I believe on Instagram and Facebook, conservatives are still being shadow banned. But Instagram does have real users. I think what's happening between what Truth Social is doing and Elon Musk kind of dipping his toe into the water, getting involved in Twitter, what it's exposed is that what I've been saying for a long time is, you know, Twitter is basically a big bot farm, and it's a PR wire for celebrities and Hollywood people and political people to post. But for a long time, they've gotten away with inflated numbers, and it's obvious by just the performance and the interactions that people like you are seeing on a platform, Sean. That look, we've been on Apple. You've been able to get on Apple for a month, and here we are. This is only day three that you can go. You know, through your web browser, truesocial.com, and sign up. And how is it possible that people are getting more?
And by the way, it's absolutely free, in case people don't know that.
Exactly. So, look, that's the proof. It's very interesting to watch. And look, you're right. This is going to be a successful company because we are not like we're taking what Truth Social is doing, what Facebook and others were 6, 7, 8 years ago before they started all this crap and censoring. So people are.
I want to say one last thing, and people can just go to truthsocial.com or download it in the App Store. On the one hand, I'm happy for you, but on the other hand, everything you said about Russia collusion and it being a conspiracy theory and a hoax turned out to be true. Everything the congenital liar Adam Schiff said turned out to be lies. When does he ever get held accountable after like 10 seconds?
Well, he represents Hollywood, Sean. That, I think that says it all in a nutshell, right?
I mean, yeah, the guy, in other words, we're stuck with him. Performer. He has no business being on the Intel committee, in my view, in light of all the leaking. But that's a different issue for a different day. Devin Nunes, CEO, Truth Social, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. When we come back, we'll hit the phones for our final half hour this Friday. 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to join us. Quick break, right back.
This is the best of the best. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, if you're looking for a firearm for home defense or something for shooting sports or hunting, you can't do better than a rifle or a shotgun from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they have more than 200 models that you can choose from in a wide variety of calibers and finishes, all made in America and the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen. Henry's are reliable, they're affordable, and they're backed with their lifetime satisfaction guarantee. Just visit henryusa.com. You get to order their free catalog with free decals, and you're going to love this company. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.